Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
degrees, 652. Yeah, you can have a house party, but you can't have more than three people.
Just rotate That's out, them through.
Yeah, just rotate them through. make them come in like and out the same door like so you can keep a head door. Count. Right.
Or what they have at the hospital, you know, they have the revolve to cut down on the spread of germs.
Yes, perfect.
One person leaves and another person can come in.
That's a niche market that sells. They're going to go higher now because we need it. We need it for the head count. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden.
And when it comes to some changes, of course, we've all heard that a lot of things have been postponed or tweaked or changed. And one big thing, our taxes. So in studio this morning from Noble Ingalls CPAs, we have David Noble to help us understand what our responsibility is so that nobody, you know, is penalized and we are doing what we need to be doing. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, sir.
So, you know, it's interesting. We have a lot of bad news coming out today, and Manning was just talking about some great new things for unemployment and other packages available for small business. So we're going to give you some more good news today and talk to you about your income taxes and how things can be delayed and what some of those consequences are. So this morning, let's talk a little bit about the actual relief. What are some of the specifics? And then I'm going to come back a little bit later this morning. We're going to talk about some great things that you can do to take advantage of it and some things you need to be careful of so that you don't get caught with interest or penalties that you may not know about. So we'll give you
good
specifics
stuff
on that later.
And that'll be like in our 8 o'clock segment.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll do it all day.
Play it. Because taxes, they don't go away.
Two things are certain, and taxes is one of those.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, well, let's get right into the tax relief. What are we talking here, and how is it going to benefit all three or four of us, five of us in this room?
Well, let's talk about that. So the first thing we'll say is, you know, there's a lot of it's really difficult today to tell the difference between fake news and real news. So we're going to give you some specifics that you can go check out at the Department of Revenue, at the IRS. We're going to give you facts. And so stay tuned to a radio station like this to make sure you get really good news and not fake news.
Awesome.
So the first thing you want to know is, how can we actually do this? How could the government move so quickly and give us this relief? Well, this is the same provisions that we have for things like hurricanes. What's happened is the federal government has said that the country is under a federal disaster today, right now. This coronavirus has put us in a federal disaster. That's very, very important because this has allowed the IRS to come out and give us guidance to not only give us relief from penalties, but also for interest. And that is a really key thing. I want you to understand that first. Interest is something normally you can't get rid of. You can ask the IRS to move a penalty for you, but interest is always required to be paid, with the exception of federal disaster. So the first news that we have is that the IRS has extended the time that you can file your federal taxes. Okay. We're also going to distinguish today between federal and state because there are 50 states and they're all different in the way they handle income taxes. So the federal government has said you don't need to file your income taxes until July 15th. Now, when I say you, that is very specific. That means if you file a 1040 as an individual or family, or if you have a C corporation, those tax returns are due on April 15th. So if your tax return is due on April 15th, it's now due on July 15th.
Okay.
Now, you don't need to file an extension to get there. The government has said everybody gets an automatic extension that files by April 15th. You just need to file by July 15th.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you do that and you owe tax, the IRS has said that they will waive the interest and the penalties associated with that from April 15th to July 15th.
Okay.
Again, this is very important. It's going to be waived from April 15th to July 15th. That's really all that the federal notice has given to us. The IRS released a notice. It's 2020-18. Well, what does that mean? 2020 tells us it was issued in the year 2020, and 18 means it's the 18th notice issued this year. They've been issuing a lot to talk about this. So 2020-18 is what gives us this data. Now, a lot of people and a lot of the listeners here probably either live in South Carolina and work in North Carolina or vice versa and come down here and support local business. So we're going to talk a little bit about the states. Let's talk about South Carolina first, near and dear to our hearts. South Carolina issued a notice, the Department of Revenue, and it said we're going to follow the federal laws. And then it gave us some more specifics. Now, I have to tell you, the state government and the State Department of Revenue does a fantastic job of being really specific. The federal law is a little bit vague, and we'll talk about that later this morning. The South Carolina law said you don't need to file an extension, just like the federal government. Okay. And we're going to waive the interest and we're going to waive the penalties. So South Carolina conforms to federal law a lot of the time. Every year our state legislatures pass that law. It's called a conformity law. And they've done the same thing here. They said, we're going to conform to the federal statute.
They've gone
further. They've said, look, what happens if you can't file by July 15th? And you know, there's a lot of folks that either have business returns that don't get done or they can't find records. And really today, when you're stuck at home, it's going to be difficult potentially to pull together some of your tax record. So if you can't file by July 15th, you can file an extension by July 15th. Now, this is different. Every year, you'll hear people like me get up and say, you got to file your extension by April 15th, and if you don't, you're going to get all this penalty and interest. Well, South Carolina's come out and said, you have to file your extension, but you can file it by July 15th. So they're not only giving you relief in your interest and penalties, but they're saying, if you need more time, just make sure you tell us by July 15th. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Very good. Very good.
All right. Just to recap real quick, David, federal taxes, the new deadline, July 15th. State taxes, new deadline.
South Carolina,
new deadline,
July 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
so both of July. Okay.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
All right.
So this is the easy part, right?
Okay.
And that works
so
out
far,
well.
So far, so good.
And if you have interest and penalties, they will start accruing in South Carolina after July 15th.
Okay.
So again, waive the penalty from April 15th to July 15th. We got 3 months of help.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you're coming back to continue this conversation.
Absolutely.
David Noble, fantastic.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It's over. That's the time I fall in love again.
It is 7:39, excuse me, already jumping ahead. 7:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 48 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You could also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. We're also streaming live on Facebook. So if you've got something to share or a question to ask, we'd like to hear from you directly. How cool.
Yeah, we are continuing our conversation with David Noble with Noble Ingalls CPAs. David, we briefly mentioned about the tax relief and the new deadline folks need to keep in mind, which now is July 15th for taxes, correct?
That's right. Federal taxes and for South Carolina taxes and for North Carolina taxes, you now have the option to file by July 15th. So we talked earlier about the federal law and the fact that they gave you an automatic extension to file your taxes and you have relief, no penalty and interest from April 15th to July 15th. We talked about South Carolina conforming to it and doing the same thing for us.
Okay.
Question.
I have everything together except for maybe totaling up this one category of things I can claim. Should I go ahead and get all that information to my CPA? Wink, wink.
Absolutely, you should.
Do it now.
So you know this time of year, everybody's busy that prepares taxes, and everybody's got this list, right? And as you bring it in, they stick you on the stack. So it's possible if you bring it today, it may not be filed to the end of April anyway. The good news is that you won't have a penalty for those next couple weeks.
Okay.
So for those of you that live here and work in North Carolina, you have to be aware of a little bit of a trap. So North Carolina has also extended the time for you to file your taxes to July 15th. They followed South Carolina, and they said if you can't file by July 15th, you can file an extension on July 15th to give you more time. That's all great news. North Carolina, however, cannot waive the interest. So while they won't charge you a penalty to file between April 15th and July 15th, interest will continue to accrue.
Okay.
South Carolina's also told you if you make estimated payments, if you own your own business and you got to make estimated payments, you can pay that first quarter late and there's no penalty. In North Carolina, the penalty is interest. We just said North Carolina's not waiving interest. So if you work in North Carolina, you need to make sure and get your taxes filed. If you owe money, go ahead and get those prepared and get them filed on time. So what do you need to do?
Well, let me ask you this. Are checks being received on time?
Checks, so there's two ways to file your taxes, right? A lot of people file them electronically. I encourage you to do that. If you're stuck at home, don't try to do taxes on your own by printing out the paper and sending it in the mail. Refunds are still twice as long when you send things through the mail. Remember, the IRS is going to work from home just like a lot of people are if they can, so processing paper is tough. So use those free online services through the IRS.gov websites to file your taxes electronically. Your refunds will come much faster.
Okay, good. I was just wondering if the refund was late, do I get to get interest on that check?
Yeah, no. It doesn't work that way. You're going to pay. You're frequently not going to receive interest.
Okay.
You get interest only if the government makes a mistake and then gives you additional refunds.
There you go. It was a good try, Patty.
Well, if the door swings one way, got to swing the other way.
Yeah, let's make it easy for you, right?
Okay.
Yes.
If you always get a refund and you think you're getting a refund this year, you want to file as fast as you can because you want to get that refund back, right? We're all worried about work. We're worried about our business. If you get a refund, file right away. If you don't get a refund and you owe money, I'm still going to tell you, why don't we go ahead and get this tax return prepared? Why don't we figure out how much you owe? And now you've got extra time to figure out how you're going to pay for that, right?
Right.
If you're laid off and you're not sure how you're still going to owe tax for last year, you've got to figure out where that money's coming from. So go ahead and get things filed. There's one more trap. So I just told you the states will allow you to file late and do an extension late. Well, the federal government has not talked about how you're going to get an extension past July 15th. And the federal government, when they don't tell you what to do, the old law applies. So our belief right now is that you're going to need to file a federal extension by April 15th if you want to pay your taxes by July 15th. So whatever you do, if you're not going to file on time this year, and I'm going to say that's by April 15th, go ahead and file an extension. It doesn't hurt. Then if you miss July 15th, everything is set. Mm-hmm. So just go ahead like normal, file your extension, get it done, and then take your time. Relief is good. It's only 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have penalties accruing now, they're going to continue to accrue through April 15th. Be careful. Take the time. Get it done. And then figure out when you want to pay.
Yeah, just don't tune out when you go, oh, I got 3 more months. I don't have to think about it until, it's due July. That's not necessarily the case. You want to be very responsible.
Remember, too, a lot of us that prepare taxes, if you bring things to people on July 1st, it's not going to get done by July 15th. You need to prepare. You need to get stuff ready. You got all the information, okay? If there's any one message, get your information to someone that does your taxes for you. Get them to start working on it and just take the time to pay, okay? Take the time to pay. That's the key, and that's the relief.
That's good advice. Now, the checks that we're getting through the $2 trillion relief package and the additional $500 per child – is that taxable income?
Absolutely. This is – so think of it like an early refund on taxes you may have paid. But you're going to – anytime you receive money, it's going to be taxable.
Okay? So you got to add that.
You're going to have to deal with that. In South Carolina, we were blessed. The legislature gave us each a $50 check because somebody won the lottery and paid a whole lot of extra tax to the state of South Carolina. Well, we got the money. We got to spend it. But that $50 is also taxable. Nothing is ever free.
Mm. Wow.
So the money, if we get it this year, will be taxable for next year?
2020, we're cash basis taxpayers. That's our lingo, right? If you receive the cash, that's when you got to pay tax on it. So 2020, we file by April of 2021. You got a whole year. So and use the money for food, use the money to get you to the next job, whatever it is you got to do. That's the point of the money is to help you get through.
Now.
Through to the next step.
Yep.
That's right.
But you'll still have to pay it on the back end.
Yeah.
Always.
And what is your take on just how everybody is processing this information? Are you getting a lot of calls asking for more information or misinformation?
We're getting a lot. We talked about fake news to start with and how important it is to understand what you're getting. A lot of people think, oh, I just don't need to do anything till July 15th. And what we're trying to say is you need to prepare. It's always about preparing. You just have a little more time to prepare. We're going to suggest that you pull your stuff together. You've already got the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get the work in and get it done or extend it by April 15th so you don't have to worry about it. So today, you don't want to worry. We got enough worries out there, right?
So true.
So give get rid of that stress.
Oh, David Noble is with Noble Engel CPAs, and we certainly appreciate it, David. You're also on the board, right? Tell folks a little bit about this board.
I'm on the board for the South Carolina Association of CPAs and the Governmental Affairs Committee. So we work with the legislators in South Carolina to do things like this, to deal with conformity, to deal with disaster relief when we have hurricanes and things like that, and the LLR. In fact, we just finished working on the regulations for CPAs, and those are going through the legislative process. So I hope by the end of the year we've got some new regulations out there for our folks. So what we do is we also try to give you information. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put a little bit of plug here. If you have questions about what's going on in this new tax law, we've created a set of frequently asked questions on our website. We've also given you links to all these government documents so you can read them yourself. So if you go to NobleEngel.com, that's KNOBLEINGLE.com. We got a big bright button, red button at the top of our website that has frequently asked questions. It'll tell you all these things we've covered today and help you navigate it. You don't need to be a client to use it. Just come take a look and figure out what you need to do to work with your family.
David is David Noble is with Noble Engel CPAs right here in Rock Hill. David, we're very lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
Yes, no, thank you. Great information. Yeah. We appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good.